It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
When it comes to lotion, would you have a problem if the opposite sex put sunscreen or lotion on your significant other? Would it be okay if maybe, you know, they put it on somebody else too? Is that a problem? Like, to help somebody out? I had this really attractive girl at the pool I was at on Friday, and I didn't ask her. I felt awkward. My back ended up getting burnt. I wish I would have. To put sunscreen on me, but she said, "Excuse me, sir, could you help me out?" And I didn't do her whole back, just a couple of spots where, you know, you can't reach with your arms when you go back there. Now, I think it's not that big of a deal. I'd have no problem if my wife had a guy put lotion on her. Well, I guess it depends. Like, if she can reach that spot, you should put it there for sure. But is that a problem? Would you have a problem with that? 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Also, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
Do I think that this is the worst thing that Joe could have ever done? No. But it is in the realm of, like, another way that I feel like you're towing the line. You're getting as close as you can without going all the way. And Ali Tavita on Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, or Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show, you can talk to us. I think we need to trust our partners more. I am married and wouldn't mind this at all. As long as the woman didn't hit on my husband afterwards, I'm fine. Even if she did, I would trust my husband to tell her, sorry, I'm married.
You know what, when I think about it too, it's not like I was walking around the pool like, sunscreen, get the sunscreen here, I'll rub your back, rub your breast, wherever you need the most, I'll give it to you.
Tracy, yes, Alex, it's sexism. We hold men to higher standards and get written off as judgmental, bitchy girls. Did he tell his wife?
Yeah, Lindsay knows.
Okay, and Mary says, Alex is right, I would be pissed at my husband.
Your poor husband, jeez. Like, so. I would feel so bad if my wife was that way. I would not be married if she couldn't trust me. I'd be like, let's get divorced then. Megan, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up?
Hi. I just actually wanted to call in and give some love to Alex. Whoever called in before and was saying that Alex was so judgmental is so off-key. She didn't even say anything. And I don't know. They just were saying how judgmental she was. And I totally agree with Alex. I think that's so inappropriate and shouldn't have been done.
So, I should have let her got burnt then? Like, what would you have had your guy do in that situation? Like, run away? Like, leave me alone, lady!
I mean, I just think it's super inappropriate. I would hope that he wouldn't do it. Just be like, oh, yeah, sorry. Like, he has a girlfriend. He knows he's not supposed to do that.
But you're making lotion on somebody's back a sexual thing. Like, what'd she do? Oh, dude, she put lotion on my back.
Yeah, but we all know how guys work.
I don't buy that bull crap for a second.
Thank you for having my back. Here's the thing. I feel like just because you have a different opinion doesn't mean that you're judgmental. And she's right. When we first brought this topic up, I was like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything. You guys should know how I feel by now. I'll just let the listeners weigh in. And then somebody just, like, you know, they know how I feel about it. So they're like, well, you're being judgmental.
Heather, what's up? What'd you want to say to Alex?
Hi there. I actually agree with the caller who said Alex is judgmental. I think she's over-sexualizing everything. Would she have a problem with it if it was some old grandma who asked you to do this?
No.
No, she's sexualizing it because it was a young, pretty girl.
But we are absolutely blind and ignorant if we're going to sit here and say that a young guy is not going to be, like, thinking sexual thoughts about a girl if she's attracted and rubbing sunscreen on her.
But he's a man. Taking care of your body, if she didn't have anyone there, the other girl's preoccupied with her toddler, I don't see any problem at all that Joe couldn't just go, you know, put sunscreen on her. It's not a big deal. You guys are making it such a big issue, and Joe did not do anything wrong. I'm married, and if my husband did the same thing, I'd be like, oh, okay, like, why are you even bringing this up? It's not even a topic. Like, okay, cool, you helped some girl at the pool. It's not a big deal.
It's biology. To a woman, we think of it as just a body, and we're helping, you know, another female put lotion on. But a guy, if he's sitting there rubbing sunscreen on, and she's a hot, attractive young girl in a bikini, his mind is going to drift anyway, and he's going to be like, all right, he's going to be somewhat aroused.
No, that's just stereotyping, that all guys are the same, which they're not. I'm sure Joe is a very wonderful husband. It doesn't mean anything is wrong with their marriage or he's a bad husband at all because he puts lotion on some chick at the pool.
I didn't say that. I wasn't even saying anything.
Heather, I do want to clarify. I think I am kind of a crappy husband, but not for that, though. But thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Dan. And Dan, what did you want to say about what I did?
I think it was okay. She approached you to put it on her back.
Correct.
Not like you went up there saying, hey, let me rub this on you. And I think it would have been a another thing if Lindsay was at the pool with you.
Yeah, I think this wouldn't have been a problem at all.
Definitely would have been appropriate then, but yeah, I think it was okay.
All right, dude. Dan, thank you for calling in this morning. And that is a good point. It's not like I went up there, hey, who needs some lotion rubbed on your body today?
Good move.
I feel like this is a topic for another time, but I genuinely don't understand. I feel like it's a Midwestern thing that, like, it's hard for me to relate to a lot of people listening that, grew up in the Midwest, live in the Midwest. I think there is a severe personality difference between people that live in the South and people that grew up in the Midwest. Like, I genuinely do. I feel like that people that are, like, diehard Midwesterners, I don't know. There's just, like, not that... I don't want to say that there's a lack of moral compass, but I do think that traditional values aren't sought after as much in this part of the country as it is in the South.
So you're saying,
and
it's
maybe
like
that's why I can't understand where these girls are coming from, and they can't understand where I'm coming from. It has to be a geographical thing, because I've never encountered this with, like, my opinions on these types of things whenever I moved here from Louisville. It's just, I don't get it. I don't get it.
Keeping it real, Phil just commented on our Instagram and said, call Joe's wife and see how she feels.
Lindsay's actually on her way to work today with the Dyslexia Institute, so can't do that. Aaliyah, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You're going to be the last one on this. What did you want to say?
Hey, I just wanted to say, like, Alex, I totally agree with you. I listen to you every morning, and, like, you and our values are, like, totally similar. I definitely see a problem with it. If I'm in a relationship and I'm at the pool and another guy asks me to put, like, sunscreen on my, I'm going to say no, because I don't feel comfortable putting my hands on another male if I'm in a relationship. But I'm not going to be like, no, I want you to burn from skin cancer. Like, of course not. I'll be like, sorry, you know, I'm in a relationship.
You would tell somebody that? You would tell somebody that?
I'm pretty sure you guys met the only two at the pool. Like, you had to get in the pool. Somehow there's gate attendants. Go to the gate attendant. Like, that's their job. Safety, sunscreen. Like, walk them there. I'm like, sorry, you know, I personally can't do this, but here's someone who can.
Aaliyah, are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah.
And you're telling me right now you'd want that significant other not to get sunscreen put on them.
Well, look, it's that bad. He wouldn't even think about asking to another female, because it's just a personal thing. Like, having your hands on another male or another female in any way when you're in a relationship is just not appropriate.
Here's the point. If you're somebody that has very fair skin and you burn easy, buy some spray sunscreen and avoid this problem entirely. That's the... This shouldn't be this hard. Like, you need to go buy spray sunscreen if Lindsay's not around.
Spray sunscreen doesn't work. It blows everywhere.
That chick should have bought spray sunscreen. Give me a Walgreens endorsement.
I just laugh at all these people that are like, it's so sexual. Joe, it's probably having an erection at the pool. Gross.
Yeah, they would have saw it in your Speedo.
Yeah, I wish.